This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on a Thursday morning from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, thank you so very much for everything that you're doing and keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out the all-new website for the radio show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start the show out, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, the other thing that's going on here, Kyle, is, and we got to start with this, we certainly want to warn everybody, if you're out there on the highways and byways, especially in the southeastern part of the United States, pretty much I-65 north out of Mobile, I-85 north out of Montgomery, I-10 east-west from about New Orleans over to just about 40 miles or so east of Pensacola, and I-20 up in the state of Alabama, all the way across Alabama. You have got winds tonight, 60 to 70 miles an hour. The hurricane is now a tropical storm, and it is going to lose some more pizzazz as it moves along. There's a marginal risk of tornadoes being created tonight. Additional rainfall amounts of 2 to 3 inches down below where they've already had upwards to a foot of rain down in the Gulf. And we'll have upwards to 4 to 6 to 7 to 8 inches of rain. There is a major flood warning in the central part of Alabama right now, so be advised of that for all the heavy rain that's coming down. But it's just not a pretty area to be driving through right now, so please, please, please be careful.
That's exactly right, Captain. And just looking at some of the information that we have as the hurricane came ashore, they had a wind gust that was reported at Bayou Bienvenue that was 112 miles per hour earlier.
Yeah.
Another gust breaking the 100-mile-an-hour barrier was recorded at Gulfport, Mississippi. And so, again, with the water rising and these kinds of winds, easily 90 miles an hour in some cases, is just really, really something.
Well, Mississippi got socked because it was the right side of the storm. The big surge of water came in as it was expected to. The big winds came in as they were expected to, and Mississippi got socked big time. So thoughts and prayers go out to Mississippi, and right now Alabama is getting it. Now, today in Tampa, the President of the United States is going to be appearing at Raymond James Stadium in the North parking lot. The gates will open up, doors will open up at 10:30 for people to get in. The event will be at 1:30 this afternoon in the North parking lot of Raymond James. They've got it set up outdoors so they can get a bunch of people there. We expect anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000, maybe even more than that there today. And it's going to be the center of American politics right in my backyard for about 3 hours this afternoon.
Well, that sounds like very exciting, Captain. And isn't there an exciting part of this having to do with you as well?
Well, I'll be there with the Veterans for Trump group, a major contingent. We'll be there supporting the president. You'll see us. You'll hear us. We'll have signs. We've all got our veterans garb on, our hats and whatnot. There may be some shirts handed out so we can all look alike with shirts. I don't know. We'll see. But my friend Bill Bunkley is going to be there, and he's going to be introduced. He is being honored for his involvement for years with the Republican Party, and looking forward to that. He won't be very far away from me, and it's just going to be a great, great, great event and a great place to be today.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and a lot of us, of course, are going to be watching it from all across the country, I know.
And, of course, I'll be the big guy with the glasses and the hat that says Vietnam veteran.
That's right.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about everything that's going on here, the polls, okay, there is a major shift in the polls going on right now, folks. And you can see there's a groundswell coming because in places like Oregon, the Republican challenger is up over longtime Congressman Peter DeFazio. In New York's 25th congressional district, the Democratic incumbent Joseph Morrell is barely ahead, 1 point, of the Republican challenger. In New York's 18th congressional district, the Republican challenger is up over the Democratic incumbent by 1 percentage point. In New Jersey, the 2nd congressional district, the Republican incumbent is leading handily by 6 points over the Democratic challenger. In New Hampshire, the congressional district number two, the Democrat is up by 1 point over the Republican. Also in New Hampshire, District 1, the Republican challenger is up by 2 over the Democrat. And in Minnesota, and this is where I know Minnesota is very much in play for the president. In Minnesota, in the 7th congressional district, the Republican challenger leads by 4 points. In Minnesota, the 3rd congressional district, the Republican challenger leads by 3 points. And in the Minnesota 2nd congressional district, the Republican challenger leads by 4 points. That's Minnesota. You can see what's happening right now, right in front of your eyes. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have more about that because we've got a few more numbers to report. But I'm telling you, there's a groundswell erupting under the surge of President Donald Trump. And I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. But we still got to get the people out to vote. Still got to get out to vote to make sure. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that is Mike Gallagher. And Mike Gallagher's around, but he's not going to be over there today. And that's a shame because I tried to get him to come over there. But he just doesn't like to be around that many people because he's afraid of the COVID thing. All righty. Well, Relief Factor brings you this part of the program. And remember, I take Relief Factor, and it works for me. I took some Relief Factor about midnight before the show started, and it got into my system like it always does and helped me out. Took some of the swelling down that was in my ankle and leg and got rid of the pain that was there. But it does that because of the ingredients that are in it: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it even lowers or eliminates pain altogether associated with whatever the problems are you're having, whether it's exercise, everyday living, or maybe you've got some old injuries that just won't go away. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free. Love that about it. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It also comes in convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles to boot and helps you to get started again with healing. Now, the three-week quick start for Relief Factor only costs $19.95. That's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And believe me, when I tell you it works, I mean it works. Tens of thousands of people have benefited from it. I hear from people every day that tell me thank you for telling them about it. Relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start. It only costs $20. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before I go to the caller, I want to finish my poll. Over the last 24 hours, nationwide early votes, this is votes in person, Republicans have doubled the Democrats over the last 24 hours, 45% to 24%. How about that?
Well, that is really, really something. And, of course, now we're talking about early voters who are going to the polls.
That's right.
They're not mailing something
nope.
in. And that takes a lot of commitment, obviously, and that means that's the enthusiasm factor right there, Captain.
Yeah, And then the national poll, the national SNAP poll that was done, 5,000 registered voters called. Now, again, key number here, folks, registered voters, not likely voters, not kind of, sort of, maybe, registered voters. 5,000 called. Donald Trump, 51.3%. Joe Biden, 43.4%. Advantage Trump, 7.9%. Now, that's something that you can take with a grain of salt. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it certainly has a better chance of being accurate than this other crap that you hear yesterday about Donald Trump losing in Wisconsin by 17 points. No way in hell.
I know. I mean, if sometimes you think maybe they should just try to make it sound a little less ridiculous.
Yeah. Now let's go to the caller. We've got Mike in Clearwater. So good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, one thing I noticed and what's going on in Philadelphia with all the rioting is it seems to have
become not just Philadelphia, Mike.
What?
It's not just Philadelphia. They've been rioting in Brooklyn, New York City, Brooklyn, and they also tonight started up in Washington, D.C. There were gunshots on the streets in Washington, D.C.
Right, right. And what I wanted to bring up and what I want your opinion on is, to me it seems like mental illness has become a narrative. Oh, well, we called the police, and we told him, please don't shoot him because he's going through a mental episode. Well, first of all, there's plenty of people in this country that have mental illness that the police never get called on them. They're normal people. They obey the law. You know, they live a normal life. So if a guy's wielding a knife or a shotgun or whatever the case may be, and he's going through a mental episode and, you know, drop the knife, drop the gun. You tell him two times and he doesn't, what are the police supposed to do? You know, and the Democrats are the ones that say, well, we need to send social workers out there. Well, if that guy is wielding a knife and the social worker is trying to calm him down, well, is it possible that maybe that knife could end up in that social worker's back? I mean,
sure.
These people have to realize that, you know, first of all, not all people with mental illness are dangerous people, but the ones that are, cops are trained to eliminate a threat, not just, you know, shoot them in the leg and say, okay, well, we're done. The police are specifically trained to identify a dangerous person and do what they need to do to make sure that the rest of us are safe from that person.
Okay.
And for them to say, oh, well, my son, you know, he was going through a mental problem, and we asked them, please don't shoot him. I don't know what you expect from the police. They did their job, and I just want to see what the both of you think.
All right. Well, I got a little bit more information here on it, and I'll gladly opine. So thanks, Mike. Okay. First of all, Kyle, this individual's name was Walter Wallace Jr. He had a rap sheet. He had a rap sheet with violence on it. So he was not an angel. Now, I don't care if he's got mental illness or not. When you come at somebody with a knife, a South Georgia Pig Sticker is what it looked like to me, which is a pretty good-sized knife. When you come at somebody with a knife and you're charging at them, by the time they lunge with that knife in their hand, if you just fired one time, they're going to make contact. They're going to hit you. These cops are trained not to kill people, but to shoot at the largest part of the body mass to stop the suspect.
Well, exactly right. And there is no difference between someone attacking someone if they have a mental illness or if they're just attacking them because they hate them or they have some other reason. You know, the idea is that they will come at the police, but they could also go at somebody else, an innocent bystander. We've all seen police, videos where somebody can actually take someone hostage. Someone can pick up a pair of scissors and run at the police officer. The police officers, by the way, you can usually hear it in their voices. They don't want to shoot anybody. They're saying,
no.
You know, please put it down. But they eventually they have to act. It's the way that, as you said, that they've been trained, but also because the situation in many cases, there's no other way. Otherwise, somebody's going to get hurt very, very badly.
And then I heard, again, Joe Biden and company come out and say, well, shoot him in the leg. You just shoot him in the leg. Do you know how difficult that is to do when you got somebody that's 180 or 200 pounds or whatever charging at you with a full head of steam? And I saw the video. I saw the whole video from start to finish. Not when they stopped it on TV because we can't show it because they shot this guy and it might be offensive to somebody. Nuts! Show it! This is what happens when you try to attack a police officer. This is what happened. And maybe, just maybe, it might stop somebody else from doing the same thing.
Well, exactly. And let's call what Joe Biden said exactly what it is. Just absolutely sophomoric and ridiculous. How is it possible that he can sit there and simply, you know, give these pronouncements? He's not in that position. He hasn't gone through police training. And to simply say that, he only did it for one reason, Captain, and that is to try to belittle the police, that they're just not, you know, glomming onto this amazing idea of shooting them in the leg. It's stupid.
Well, now, yeah, I agree. I agree. And now let's move on to something different here. The Department of Justice, citing the Hunter Biden story and Justice Thomas from the Supreme Court, support changes to Section 230 in a letter to Congress as the Twitter CEO defended his company's censorship of the Hunter Biden email scandal. And he actually lied to Congress yesterday, and they caught him in a lie.
Well, exactly. It was pretty interesting back and forth. And I thought that Senator Ted Cruz did an excellent job of really essentially prosecuting the idea of what Twitter was up to and the fact that they won't release the New York Post tweet until the New York Post logs on, deletes their initial tweet, and then retweets exactly the same thing.
That's crazy.
It is. It's ridiculous. And whether or not because here's the thing. If Twitter applied their policy incorrectly to the New York Post, shouldn't they be the ones to release it? Not the New York Post have to comply, quote unquote, with deleting it reissuing it?
Yeah. And, of course, as the whistleblower came out last night, and we heard more today talking about the fact that Joe Biden was lying about his son's shady business deals, we also found out that the brother, who was approached by Fox News and some other news agencies, has refused to answer any questions at all about his family's business dealings. Joe Biden is being mum. Hunter Biden can't be found.
Right. No kidding. No kidding.
Well, they don't want any of that getting out there because I believe what's going to happen is there's going to be a special prosecutor appointed. It may not happen before the election, but a special prosecutor is going to be appointed right after the election. That's my opinion. And they're going to go check into the Bidens, whether they win the race or lose the race. There's going to be a big bunch of stuff happening. And by the way, we'll get into something that happened yesterday. The DOJ did go through some indictments and charges against some Chinese operatives. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back, and we'll tell you what Christopher Wray finally did in a press conference. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. But the U.S. isn't headed for another lockdown, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that there's COVID fatigue in the country, but that we do have to adopt other methods to slow the virus.
We've got to do the next best thing. We've got to double down very, very strongly on the things that I've been talking about with regard to the universal acceptance of masks, distancing, and avoiding crowds and congregate settings.
The FBI is warning that a major cyber attack could be coming for the nation's healthcare system. The agency says it has a credible threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The attacks are expected to come through malware that then leads to ransomware attacks, data theft, and the disruption of healthcare services. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. We appreciate you doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I save money with them because I bundle my policy. And what I mean by that is I have my homeowners and policy with them as well as my car insurance policy, and that saves me a bunch of money. Now, they can offer you not only coverage for the car or truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, ATV, or boat, but they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, which is when you would bundle it, it would save you money. So, if you want to find out how much money they can save you, all you got to do is go online to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And type in your zip code, and boom, away you go to getting a cost comparison and find out what the rates would be. And hopefully you will wind up saving money just like I did. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, in other big news yesterday, the Department of Justice and FBI Director Christopher Wray announced that 8 Chinese operatives had been indicted for a Chinese intimidation scheme inside the United States, where they were doing what, Kyle?
Well, what they're charged as being is going and intimidating U.S. well, people who have were dissidents but made it to U.S. soil, and in many cases, I think they became U.S. citizens. Yeah,
they were bribing them too.
Yeah,
yeah, they were collecting hush money.
Yeah, they were surveilling them, threatening them, according to the reports, and harassing them, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they were trying to get some of the money back they gave to Bidens. And then Andrew McCarthy came out and said there was disturbing new ties between China and Joe and Hunter Biden. That was alleged yesterday. That is true. That did happen.
Well, exactly. And again, you know, this is a huge story. It is really something, Captain. I think we're going to see many years from now, as historians look back, and they're going to say, what happened to journalism, what happened to investigative journalism in America when this story that has legs and has, at the very least, material that can be looked at, examined, discussed, run down, as they say, you know, to go and verify different emails and different more of these claims. And so many of these news organizations have completely ignored.
Well, it's a blackout if it comes to ABC, CBS, CNN. But there are some reporters now that are camped out in front of Biden's place and his brother's place, and they're starting to ask questions as they see the people coming and going. They shout questions out there with, of course, no answer.
Well, of course. Well, and that's actually a good thing, because this is one of the ways that, you know, we keep the free flow of information. Information shouldn't be suppressed. And there should be tough questions. The guy's running for president, for goodness sake, and he hasn't really had to have an actual tough question. It reminds me, the other day, Nora O'Donnell actually asked Kamala Harris about being listed as pretty much the most liberal senator that there is, and she just laughed and laughed, and then Nora O'Donnell said, no, this is a nonpartisan group and all that, and the look on Kamala Harris's face was priceless.
Now, you are using Kamala for the name, right?
That's right, yeah.
She was in Cleveland after she asked where she was. She was in Cleveland and says, hello, everybody, I'm Kamala.
No kidding. Oh, well.
That's what she said. I'm Kamala.
Yeah, well, but she actually, the look on her face, she was trying to laugh and smile, but then she realized, oh, wait a minute, Nora O'Donnell at CBS, she's actually asking me this question, and, and I'm not really ready for this. She's just supposed to be teeing this up for me so I can knock it out of the park. And the realization must have been overwhelming for Senator Harris.
Now, we heard yesterday that more mail-in voting issues, as a United States Postal Service worker was allegedly caught dumping ballots into a dumpster. Meanwhile, a judge has, in fact, ordered the United States Postal Service to step up their mail service with the ballots 1 week out to make sure that they get delivered on time.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, you know, they talk about the mail. Postal Service handles billions of pieces of mail at the holiday, Christmas time, this kind of thing. But the idea that we're finding out that somebody's dumping mail or dumping ballots, I mean, this is big time.
These are postal workers.
That's right. And to simply trust, you know, in other words, Captain, if the Democrats didn't think that this was just to their advantage, they would be out there saying, well, we need studies. We need impact studies. We need to verify that the Postal Service can truly handle something as important, in this case, as the massive amount of ballots. Now, of course, they deliver things all throughout the country every single day and et cetera. But if the Democrats didn't think that this was only to benefit them or so that there could be fraud, I think they would be demanding major standards be established before this was ever done.
Right. Now, folks, I am speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. The anonymous author revealed himself yesterday. Miles Taylor, the one that they thought it was, the former chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security, revealed yesterday that he is, in fact, anonymous. Now, he was not a senior Trump advisor, but this news source said the senior Trump administration official who penned a scathing book about the president without ever revealing his identity or rank. He was not a senior representative. He was just in the government.
Well, right, and I think Kayleigh McEnany described him as a low-level, disgruntled former staffer, basically.
Well, he didn't get kicked up the ladder like he thought he was going to.
Well, exactly, but in the news stories, it sounds a lot more devastating, doesn't it? The, you know, senior Trump advisor, you know, and again, it's all, they're trying to make it into this major, major thing. But maybe he's going to get his 15 minutes of fame here, one would think.
Now, the president went after the Kamala Harris and Joe Biden ticket. I'm using it that way on purpose for a reason. For not condemning the Philadelphia unrest strongly enough. And he said the rioters are a group that supports Biden, as Biden finally spoke out and barely said anything about Philadelphia. But Joe Biden is, in fact, not going after these people and saying this is wrong. You know, all he said was looting. He said looting. He didn't say anything about beating people up or shooting people. He didn't say a word about that. Just, well, looting is not right.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, this isn't surprising, number one. If Joe Biden wants to be the president of everybody, even for the chumps, right? All of us chumps.
Have I got news for you on the chumps?
Yep.
We're up to 62,900 members.
Well,
since Monday.
That's a lot. That's a lot of chumps.
Since
I'll
Monday.
Tell you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chumps for Trump.
But if Biden really is going to be the president for everybody, and not just the red states, and not just the blue states, not just the red cities, not just the blue cities, why isn't he giving a full-throated, complete condemnation of all the violence that's happening, primarily that we've seen, of course, in Philadelphia and has spread, the looting and so forth? But why isn't he doing that? Well, he's afraid of offending somebody who's going to be mad that he's condemned it so wholeheartedly. And that's, to me, Captain, that's not leadership. That's not presidential material.
By the way, did you become a chump yet?
I'm going to. I'm definitely.
Yeah, our friend Donna Fiducia started that.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Right. Now, a second coronavirus stockpiling wave is coming. This one will go way beyond toilet paper and cleaning supplies. This one will be food. This one will be gasoline, perhaps, generators, whatever, because they're all scared to death that what's going on in France, where they shut down France yesterday, and they shut down Germany again. Maria's really upset about that because that means she can't go to work.
Yes, and that's very sad. We're sorry to hear that, Maria, for sure. You know, yes, this is what they're saying, is that the United States could be about 3 weeks behind this major move that Macron has taken in France.
No, it's not going to happen. As long as Donald Trump is the president, we're not shutting anything down.
No, I agree. But
we're done.
Yeah, but what they're saying is that you could get a larger spike, et cetera. No, I agree. No, there won't be this major shutdown. But they are beginning to get things like flour, baking goods, and things like that. Those are going off the shelves. Right?
It's already been proven the best way to do this is with the herd immunity, the best way to do it, so that you can build up an immunity, and you're not going to sit there at home. If you're sitting at home and you get sick and there's germs in your house and all that sort of stuff, are you really going to get any better?
Yeah, well, no kidding. Well, you see, the thing is that, you know, there has been a study, by the way, Captain, that shows that the infection across the population is more like 12% of people who have antibodies. So it's gone farther without all the symptoms than we ever knew.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Trucker Side Wind by Mary Park. We're going to let you know what's going on with Hurricane Zeta, which is now Tropical Storm Zeta, and with what's going on with the snow that we got out there. Yep, we still got snow out there in Oklahoma and parts of Texas. We'll let you know all about it, so don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my Jersey horse girl up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. She'll be out horsing around in the barn with her husband Don as they get the stable ready for the horses for the day up in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Pull on in there and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee by telling them you were listening to me talk about them on my radio show. And then don't forget that you can become a member of the Drivers Club, too, and get those points for not only getting fuel, but buying food, buying stuff in the store, and then use those points to get yourself some really good deals or discounts on other stuff. Now, here we go. We are going to go trucking with a little southern rock and roll here.
Your hands to yourself. I your hands to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Those are the Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. And that's an oldie but goodie, and we like playing the oldies but goodies on this program. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Were you tapping your toes on that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, banging the table or something, right?
Right.
All right, well, folks, we're going to get right to it here with the weather because we got us a big old mess of stuff going on here. So I'm going to read the weather statement, then give it to Kyle, then we'll get into some more details about it. Now, Hurricane Zeta made landfall last night as a hurricane. It spread very quickly across southeast Louisiana Wednesday afternoon. It's now up into the central part of Alabama as a tropical storm. Winds 60 to 70 miles an hour. I-85, I-65, I-20, I-10 are all being affected tonight with damaging winds and flooding continue to be expected. Heavy flood warnings and watches are all through the southeast tonight, all the way up into the mountains of Carolina, and heavy rainfall over the southeast states will quickly advance into the Appalachians, the Ohio Valley, and Middle Atlantic region tonight into Thursday. The rainfall will lead to flash, urban, small stream, and minor river flooding and major flooding in some areas. Now, out west, Kyle's going to tell us what's going on, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the I-25 corridor tonight in Colorado as we head up the I-25 freeway, of course, interstate. And we still got air quality alerts going on in the Boulder and Fort Collins region. Looks like covering Fort Collins, Loveland, and down into Hot Sulphur Springs area and so forth. Still that wildfire smoke that is having an impact there. The wind advisories that we had in recent days for places like Cheyenne and Laramie, those have disappeared, so that's a good thing. You should have smooth sailing, although it's 20 degrees in Laramie right now. But there's a difference. Going up to Great Falls in Montana along the 15 freeway, you have a high wind watch going on there as you travel on up even towards the Canadian border. And the air stagnation advisory continues in western Montana, northern Idaho, and also parts of northern Washington just north of Spokane. And that means that the air is not mixing, what they call vertical mixing. It's not doing that correctly. So you still have some pollutants that can hover near the surface. In Seattle, looks like we've got high tomorrow or later today, as the case may be, of about 59, 61 for Portland, but they don't seem to have any rain in the forecast, maybe until next week, maybe even Election Day they might get that. But Portland right now has a dense fog advisory, and that continues on down the five freeways. You go through Salem and Eugene, Oregon, so be advised of that if you travel along the five. In California, we still have air quality alerts in the central part of the state. Those are going to stay there really until all the fires are out. But in Southern California, the winds have died down. We might get a little bit next week, but those fires have really died down. They're getting a real handle on them, I'm glad to say. And right now, if you're heading up the 15 freeway out of California, heading for Las Vegas, you're going through Cajon Pass. It's 56 degrees, about 4 miles an hour wind. And don't forget the Pilot Flying J coming up on your left side if you're heading north through Hesperia.
Well, here we go. New Mexico, the eastern part of New Mexico, four corners of New Mexico over I-40, over into Amarillo, over about 150 miles into Oklahoma. You have got still a winter storm advisory and winter storm warning. Amarillo's still getting snow, and they're getting some sleet and freezing rain further south down towards Lubbock, and then down towards Clovis, New Mexico. You've got snow down that way, and winter driving conditions. Out in front of this mess, Oklahoma City in particular, you've got some high winds. It goes all the way down to Wichita Falls, Texas. And then you've got rain and flooding conditions and heavy rain and lots of it. East going up I-44 and across I-40 into Arkansas, just to about Little Rock. You've got around Fort Smith right now and Fayetteville in Arkansas. You've got some flood warnings there right now. And if you're on I-44 all the way over to St. Louis. You're going to have rain, heavy rain, and flood watches and warnings all the way along. In the southern part of Illinois, east of St. Louis, going across towards Effingham, you're going to have flood watches and warnings. The northwestern corner of Kentucky tonight, you've got flood watches and warnings there, as well as into the south central part of Indiana. Now, down below, continuing on I-40, east of Memphis, Tennessee, going all the way across I-40, you're going to have rain. It's going to get heavier as you get closer to Nashville. And by the time you get over to Knoxville, Tennessee, you're going to be in parts of that real heavy rain coming up from tropical storm. And Zeta is going to continue to move along and move northward and northeastward. It's pretty much following I-85 right now. And it's going to be skirting, let's see, the northern end of it will be I-40, and the eastern end of it will be almost to I-95. There's a bunch of winds as well tonight in South Carolina and North Carolina and Virginia, and more rain up the line towards the mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Virginia, the higher elevations of Maryland, also New Jersey, rain up in front of it, and it's going to get heavier as the system moves that way. Now, it's also going to be kind of rough along the ocean side there, the Atlantic side, as you'll have a rip current warning and advisory all the way up to New England, by the looks of it here. So the storm is doing its thing, and it's going to stay there for the rest of the night, so please be careful. 60 to 70 mile an hour winds is enough to give you some real trouble out there with the big rigs out there on the highway. So I-85, I-65, then you've got I-20, I-10, I-40. You could have some trouble there as you get up into the middle Atlantic states. And we're talking about Mississippi, Alabama, northwest Georgia, the mountains of South Carolina, the eastern and southeastern part of Tennessee, the mountains of North Carolina, and even the southern part of Virginia as the system continues to move north at a very rapid pace tonight. And Kyle, I got to say, you know, they got lucky, but they still got whammed with 110-plus mile-an-hour winds down there, especially in Mississippi.
Well, that's exactly right. And also, Captain, we do have sad news as a result of the hurricane as well. One death was confirmed in South Mississippi as a result of Hurricane Zeta. And I believe, as you had found out earlier, that was an electrocution.
Power line went down and somebody stepped on the power line and got zapped. And that happens. You have to treat every power line like as if it's a live wire, even if it looks like it's not active. That's what you have to do. All right. Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. So we'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.